Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Links, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
My bastards and wenches, and welcome to a special episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King David Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. Guys, gals, and non-binary pals, it's that time of year again. Our annual South by Southwest Festival show has finally arrived. My favorite show to do each year, even more so than our best albums two-parter, because, you know, painful cuts have to be made when doing that specific show, but here, it's all winners across the board. As you may know, No Borders, No Race was born out of my discovery of many of the Japanese artists that played at South by Southwest, with a special added oomph provided by the Japan Night Tour that followed. Now, as you may know, the Japan Night Tour used to come to Cambridge, Massachusetts, and the sadly no longer around Tea to the Bears, but they don't do that around here anymore, unfortunately. Although I will say the new club Sonya is actually really good, but I digress. Thanks to our friend Audrey Kimura, who not only aids many of the bands that come from Japan to play in Austin, Texas, but is also the founder of both the Japanite Tour and the Benton Music Label, I was able to discover a whole new world of music that I had no idea existed outside of anime and Japan's mainstream music scene. Without her, No Borders, No Race would probably not exist, so I owe a lot to Audrey and everything she does. Hopefully one day Japan Night will return to my neck of the woods, or perhaps I'll find my way to Austin, Texas for South by Southwest when it doesn't conflict with either PAX East or Anime Boston. In this case, both Boston Cons interfered this year, so I will say what I always do. Maybe next time. Now, on this year's South by Southwest Festival episode, we have a total of 14 artists from Japan that are playing, as well as a couple from the Boston area, because I wanted to shine a light on some of our own local talents that are going to be performing down there. In fact, because of me not paying close attention to the dates, South by Southwest is actually going on right this very moment through the 18th. So hopefully those that will follow my handy guide to the where's and when's of these artists will mean that you won't have missed their performances. Hence why, thanks to our pal and boss lady Ninja Sister, we have posted the show a day early so you can quickly start planning your schedule if you're going to be there. So let's hurry on up and dive into our special South by Southwest show this very moment. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. Our first act goes by the name Domoko, and if you're familiar with Ninja Slayer from animation, you'll know their contribution to the episode 4 end theme. Oh my god! That's how you're actually supposed to pronounce it. You can catch them on March 16th at the stroke of midnight at Elysium, a fine way to start St. Patrick's Day early. From their album Hey Hey, My My, this is Konono Okashi Kunai.
What you want from your heart, baby? All right, 掴んだ か切符とか間違ってなんかないよ。怖いのは私も同じよ。壊されてもGotta believe yourself. That's the clue, baby. Alright, 浴びたい spotlight. 君はどなんだい恥ずかしいことじゃない。Alright, 新しい twilight. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, baby. Wanna know you more.
Anna Takeuchi with the song All Right. An LA native, she would move to Kyoto at an early age and started writing her own music in grade school. At the age of 16, she released her first album in 2014, winning the grand prize of an audition held by Sony Music 3 years later. She will make her official major label debut later in 2018. And if you want a taste of what to expect, you can see her at the Elysium on March 16th at 10 p.m.Now, let's get into a funky zone with this Okinawa native. His name is Rude Alpha, and he is about to make waves in the Japanese hip-hop scene with his sick beats and cunning lyrical know-how. You'll be able to catch him also at the Elysium on March 16th, with his set starting out at 9 p.m. From his 20 EP, this is Rude Alpha with Mirror Ball.
バイクの後ろにまたがり風に邪魔されながらタバコに火をつける吐き出せる場所もなく街へ繰り出した15の夜ハイヒール履きこなし赤いルージュ塗ったレイディ大人の香りに誘われたガキたちは初めてのクラブに勢いで突っ込んでったこの真相の音と連動する音楽とミラーボールが光るダンスホール子供見たく笑い踊る大人たち何もかもが新鮮だった飲めもしたいビールを2つ買い背伸びしてあいつと乾杯したフロアの隅で眺めてたはずが気づけば本当の時給を歌ってた今まで感じてた風が逆方向に向かって吹いた Tonight 足を踏み入れたフロアに刺激的な夜が広がる終わらないでくれよもう少し踊り明かすな夜中になり出すあいつの着信窓を開けて外へ抜け出し走り出す行く先もなく俺たちはただひたすら遠くに向かう赤ととの鬼ごっこを振り切りタバコをふかし眺める海そんな感じの毎日になれもう特に夜には飽き飽きしてたノリそれはぶん殴られたような感覚で心臓の音が喜んで 夢見たく高鳴るこんなワクワクする夜があったなんて知らなかった。さっきまでの緊張は解け、あいつも俺もくしゃくしゃの笑顔、世間じゃ適当もの寝る時間を無視して乾杯のグラスを持った。今まで感じてた日々の退屈はどこかぶっ飛んだ。ムーンライト照らされたこの時だけはどんなこともできそう。大人びた気分でもいいかい、踊り明かすな。
From their debut album Pink, that was Chai with Boys Sicko Men. Returning to South by Southwest this year after a successful first go, Chai has since showcased their talents throughout Japan and America. You'll have two chances to check out Chai at South by Southwest this year, with their first performance on March 15th at midnight at Maggie May's, with another performance on the 17th at Hotel Vegas Annex at 8:15 p.m. And now, folks, it's time for the first Boston act of our show. This indie electropop duo goes by the name Breaking Forms, who formed oddly enough out of MIT's Media Lab, where band member Nicole Leherlia, I hope I'm not butchering that, Nicole, is a PhD researcher in a group called Opera of the Future. You'll be able to catch Breaking Forms at CU29 on March 16th at 9 p.m. From their EP Dose, this is Carnival. That was Tawings, or Tawings, I can't quite remember how you pronounce that, with the song Listerine. This Tokyo-based post-punk band found some success with that particular single selling out, following up with a second cassette EP that was released this past January. You'll be able to catch Tawings, or Tawings, on two different occasions. The first is at Maggie Mae's on March 15th with an 8 p.m. set time, followed by a 9:15 p.m. show on the 17th at Hotel Vegas at Volstead. Here now are an indie rock band who first formed at Meiji Gakuin University. They're called Diglo, who've since released various EPs and 7-inches, followed by a full-length debut album last April. You'll be able to catch them at Maggie Mae's on March 15th at 10 p.m, as well as on March 17th at Esther's Follies at the stroke of midnight. From their album Say Goodbye to Memory Den, this is Diglo with Let It Out. From their self-titled EP, that was Attractions with Knock Away. They first broke out from the streets of Fukuoka with that particular single, with even Apple Music paying close attention by showcasing them in their new artist section. You can catch Attractions at Elysium on March 16th at 11 p.m. And now, for something a little different. This Korean-born but Tokyo-based artist goes by the name Makina. Her obsession with sound has her constantly seeking out various means of creating music with the most abstract of audio. Sounds to me like the kind of person Breaking Form should get along greatly with. You can catch Makina at Maggie Mae's on March 15th at 11 p.m. with a March 17th performance at Austin Convention Center's Flatstock Stage at 3:30 p.m. Here's a little sample to get you accustomed to our sound. It's called Neon.
I'm so good with the focus, I'm so good with the focus, ooh. I'm just booling cause you noticed. I'm just drooling cause you're hopeless too, girl. But I don't wanna look too far. No, I'm not past the line of your jaw. Not past you breaking all my laws and licking your paws. Oh my God, now I'm so in love
with the way you say my name.
Let me soak this up.
Our second Boston-based band, that was Mosey with Look At You Go. Mosey first began life as a side project of singer-songwriter Jesse Levines and producer Aiden Brody. As of this recording, they are currently in the midst of finishing up their debut album, Tangerine, which will be out later this year. You can catch Mosey at Malverde, or Malverde. This is the problem with some of these clubs. It's so hard to pronounce some of them. On March 15th at 8 p.m. Now here's another returning favorite from last year's South by Southwest Festival. It's Chihiro Yamazaki and Route 14 Band, who've actually been a mainstay at Austin's events since 2014. This past August saw the release of Chihiro's second album, Sweet Thing, which we'll be giving a spin from in just a second. You can catch Chihiro Yamazaki and Route 14 Band late March 17th evening at the Elephant Room at 1 a.m. From Sweet Thing, this is 7 Mile Bridge.
Let's do, hey, move along the crew. Top of the top of the bridge. Here we go. Let's do, hey, move along the crew. Can do whatever you want. Let's do, hey, move along the crew. Top of the top of the bridge. Here we go. Let's do, hey, move along the crew. Drop that one, sing like this. We'll
it's mine. And bags gonna get you right here, betcha. Here we go, black and white, it's more rich. All living in a box like sandwich. Let's dream like hits, top switch. Now take it to the bridge, yo.
になる親父 味みたいな親父になってそんな男で終わってもそばで眠る坊主よお前でもそばで眠る坊主よお前どんな夢も見てるやら
Legendary Enka singer Mika Shino with Otoko no Kaikyo. This year marks the 35th anniversary of her debut, with an album celebrating the occasion featuring Manhattan Transfer singer Janice Siegel due out later this year. You can catch Mika Shino at Elysium on March 16th at 1 a.m., where Chihiro Yamazaki and Route 14 Band will serve as her backing group. Up next are an 80s hip-hop inspired group called Prank Room, consisting of singer Pumi, rapper Key, and dancers Pooh and Pistachio. Their sound is like a fine blend of Sibamato and classic Salt and Pepper, and you can catch them at Elysium at 8:10 p.m. Here's a nice taste of what you can expect with their song, My Roots.
This song is about my roots. 暇さえあればディグだ YouTube。 初号の時にはカトゥーンがマイブームって思ってた。こう聞かなかはクール。プレイリストは浄化でループでドープなライフに泣き出すジョーちゃん。ラッパーになりたいってした相談。その頃うちにいなかった父さん。結婚の理想と現実、ママが聞かせてくれて共感。あの日なるって誓った世界に引け取らないリアルラッパー。上京して入った歌の学校、そこで出会ったのがソーサー、 My bestWe'll be right back.
Created waves with the release of their 2015 demo, Why. Since that time, they've played various gigs around Japan and Europe, including two shows at the famous Fuji Rock Festival. You'll have three chances to check Yael at South by Southwest. The first will be at the Austin Convention Center at the International Day Stage on March 14th at 4 p.m. That will be followed by a show at Maggie May's on March 15th at 1 a.m., ending with a midnight performance on the 17th at Elysium. And now, folks, here's a real treat. One of the best mainstays of South by Southwest, the Japanese comic band P-Lander Z, will be releasing a new album on April 6th called Go PZ Go. But before they unleash another dose of the zaniest punk imaginable, you can catch them at Valhalla on March 14th at 1 a.m. Drink lots of green tea before this gig so you have plenty of energy to withstand their insane show. Here's a cut from Go PZ Go, which is sort of a spiritual successor to another song of theirs. See if you can guess which one it is. Here now is Bike Bike Bike.
Let's go meet Mike. Let's go to the park. Let's go to the lake. Let's go to get the bike.
Oh my. nothing to believe. I'm by your side. So when I lose direction, stay by my side. When you have nothing to believe, I'm by your side. So when I lose direction, stay by my side. All my life, you give me the best of love. I can feel your heart beat close to mine. Show you how much I love you, love you, love you. Lie down on my chest and hold my hand. We have no end.
From Otoru, Japan, that was Kiho with Stay. Winner of Yamaha's music audition on Hokkaido in 2016, she has since found unexpected heavy rotation of her music on mainstream radio, as well as earning a performance at the Rising Sun Rock Festival in 2017, Japan's largest music festival, by the way. You can catch Kiho at Elysium on March 17th at 7 p.m. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-Pop, Anime, and Video Games Amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. The South by Southwest Music Festival runs from March 12th through the 18th, with a special Japan preview day being held on March 15th at Valhalla at 1 p.m., featuring Chihiro Yamazaki and Route 14 Band, Mikishino, Tendoji, Domoko, Anna Takeuchi, Kiho, Makina, and Attractions. The Japan Night Tour will kick off at South by Southwest on March 16th at Elysium at 7 p.m., with performances by Kiho, Prank Room, Rude Alpha, Anna Takeuchi, Attractions, Domoko, and Mikishino with Chihiro Yamazaki and Route 14 Band. They will then hit the road with Domoko, Anna Takeuchi, and Rude Alpha, starting at New York City's Knitting Factory on March 18th, followed by a Chicago stop on the 19th at Burlington Bar. The Beauty Bar in Las Vegas will be the next place Japan Night hits on the 20th, with an LA performance at the Hi-Hat on the 21st. San Diego will get its Japan Night on the 22nd, with a gig at The Marrow, followed by one final stop on the 25th at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. For more information on Japan Night, please be sure to visit facebook.com/Japan Night. Also, keep in mind that some shows might be either 18 or 21 plus, so be sure to read all the info if they wind up coming to an area near you. Our final act for this special South by Southwest episode is considered one of Japan's best up-and-comers. They go by the name Tendoji, who first formed when the quartet was in junior high in 2014. They've since released a couple EPs and most recently unleashed their first full-length album, of which we'll be spinning a song from. You can catch Tendoji at Maggie Mae's at 9 p.m. on the 15th. From their debut album, Mad City, this is Get Up. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Boy, and do you want to dance before you get
guys. This is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.